Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Escaping Moral Adventure. Mark and I are super excited about this episode because we are going to share with you the gospel, which literally means good news.
Yeah, and you said super excited, and I would say yes. Super excited is the right way to describe this because this is an exciting topic. The good news, the gospel. What do you think about when you think about good news?
Yeah, I was thinking about this actually as I was preparing for this episode, just good news in general, right? Not specifically the gospel good news, but I was just kind of reflecting back on good news that I've received over the years. And one of the best pieces of news I ever received was that we were pregnant with our first kiddo. And I can't even begin to describe just the joy and the excitement that filled my heart and just how I had so many expectations and hopes and dreams. And I'm not a dreamer, you know, but I did. Like, I had all these ideas. And then, you know, a few weeks later, all that joy and excitement and dreams just like fell flat. And sorry, I'm trying to keep my composure. We went to the doctor and our baby had no heartbeat. It was still early on, you know, so not as traumatic as some people experience, I understand. But for us, it was hard, very difficult. And I was a mess, to put it pleasantly. Yeah, that I'll just say I was a mess. And then this happened to us three more times. So three more times we received this good news of expecting a baby and then just to be met with no heartbeat later on. And that each time it was a little bit more difficult because we hadn't had any kids up to that point. So we didn't know if we were ever going to have children, you know, so there was the deep sorrow of thinking about that. Maybe that wasn't in the Lord's plan for us. So all that to say, I became a bit skeptical of good news because in that situation, the good news didn't last very long, I guess you could say.
Yeah. Yeah, you got to experience good news and bad news. We both did, but in your story, good news and bad news together a lot of times, or close by a lot of times. But, well, I think part of it is when that was happening to us, we didn't know how the story was going to end. We didn't know what was going to happen.
That's true.
But today, we're talking about good news that we know how the story ends.
Right.
Yeah, a little different.
Right. And, you know, just thinking of people listening, maybe you've had similar situations, too, where you've received some news that you thought was really, really good news, only for that to later be turned on its head. And like you said, Mark, the news we're talking about today won't be turned on its head.
Yeah, there's no skepticism required for this good news that we're going to talk about today. And so if you've become jaded because your good news has always been short-lived or, yeah, not fulfilled, the good news we're talking about today is absolute. It's complete. And it's incredible. Let's put it that way.
Amen.
Okay, good.
Should we talk about the good news?
Yes.
That's really
good. Let's do it. Let's jump in. Let's do it.
So just to reiterate, gospel literally means good news, and it's the good news of Jesus Christ and the salvation that he offers.
So where do we start? How about the beginning?
This is going to be long, guys. No, I'm joking.
Actually, I think this will be short.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
Short and to the point. But the beginning, what do we know? So we know that in the beginning, God created everything. The whole world, everything in the world. He did all that. And then he created people. Me and you, Fallon, and everybody listening. But why did he do it? Why did he do it? And what we find out is he created us because he wanted to have a relationship with us. And in Colossians 1, verse 16, we find out that more specifically, we were created for him. So we were created for him. And it's like, what an honor that is. The God of the universe, the creator of everything, decided that he wanted to create us for him. So we get to enter into relationship with him. We get to know him. That was the whole idea. But there was a problem. And that problem was, instead of choosing to stay in that right relationship with God, instead, we did something different. So if you think back to the Bible stories of Adam and Eve, what we find out is we rebelled. We humans rebelled against God. And we sinned against him. And because of this rebellion, we were separated from God. That's what we find out. So we became separated from him, even though his desire was that we were connected to him, that we were in relationship to him. We found out instead, because of our rebellion, we were separated from God. And the only way to be reconnected to God was through a perfect, innocent sacrifice. So we need a sacrifice, so that we can reconnect with God.
Years ago, the God of the universe sent his one and only son, Jesus, on this rescue mission. And that mission was to save you and to save me and to save all people, because he loves us. And so this, in a nutshell, is what we call the good news. To better understand that, though, we also need to look at the bad news. So the bad news is that we're all sinners, and all of us do not measure up to God's glorious, perfect standards. And we see that in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." And the wages, or the payment for that sin, is death. And this is not just talking about a physical death. This is talking about death as in eternal torment and eternal separation from God, or in other words, hell.
That is bad news. You're right. It sounds like bad news. But it doesn't stop there. Luckily for us, the bad news doesn't win the day. We find instead the good news. And the good news is that God loves us so much that he doesn't want us to suffer this eternal death. So he sent his son, Jesus, to save us. And Jesus, when he was sent here, lived a perfect life, and therefore he was perfect, and he was that innocent sacrifice that we needed as he died on the cross. Jesus became our substitute, and the wrath that should be poured out on you and me, he took willingly.
And then on the third day after Jesus died on that cross, he rose from the grave. And in doing that, he conquered sin and death, and he proved, among other things, that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf. Scripture clearly tells us that those who have not accepted Jesus as their Savior will experience eternity in hell, in that place of eternal torment and separation from God. However, Scripture also tells us, if we confess with our mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved.
So what that means is, if you have accepted Jesus as your Savior, you can be sure that you will spend all of eternity in heaven, the perfect paradise, connected with God, where there is no more pain, no more sorrow, no more troubles, no more tears. It's a free gift, but the ball is in your court to accept it.
Right, and I think it's also important to note here that salvation is not granted to us by anything that we do any work that we do. So no amount of good works is going to get us in a right relationship with God. We could do good works until we're blue in the face and we would still not measure up to God's perfect standard. It is only by God's grace that we are saved. And we find that in Ephesians 2, 8, and 9, when it says, God saved you by his grace when you believed, and you can't take credit for this. It is a gift from God. Salvation is not a reward for the good things we have done, so none of us can boast about it.
So you can accept this free gift. And the way you can do it is by praying to God and believing these words in your heart. God, I know that I'm a sinner and I want to turn from my sins. And I ask for your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ is your son, that he died for my sins, and that you raised him to life. I trust in Jesus as my Lord and Savior, and I want him to come into my life and take control. Thank you for the forgiveness of my sins and the gift of salvation and eternal life with you in heaven. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
First of all, if any of you listening to this said that prayer, we just want to rejoice with you. The angels in heaven are rejoicing now. We are rejoicing that you just gave your life to Christ, and that is the best decision that you could ever make. I mean, it is an eternal decision, right? It has eternal implications, and the rest of your life will be different now.
You've been reconnected. We lost that connection so long ago. Whenever we, humans, people, decided to sin and rebel against God. But if you said that prayer and believed it.
Right. Yeah, the words aren't magic, right? You have to believe it deep down in the depths of your soul.
Yes.
Mean it. Yeah.
But if you did it, you got reconnected with God. And yeah, what an incredible honor that is to be reconnected with the God of the universe. And if you haven't done that, if you didn't do that, but you're still considering it,
what are you waiting for?
Now's the time.
Oh my gosh. I think back to, so I was a senior in high school when I gave my life to Christ. And Mark, you were pivotal in that. You were someone who came into my life who, well, wanted to date me, but you also cared about me, right? And you were very careful with my questions, with how you answered my questions about Jesus, and you never made me feel ignorant for not knowing something or less than or anything like that. And you also are the type of person who I was just super comfortable asking those things of. You were humble. You still are. And so just reflecting on that, I think about all the changes that have happened from the time I was a senior in high school until now. And I'm not going to calculate the years because then I'll date myself. But the transformation that has occurred over those many years is unbelievable. And I'm not saying that to say that I'm this perfect person, because I have a very, very, very long way to go. But just to think of where I was, even just thinking of the language that I used, the things that I listened to, the things that I spoke about, to compare, you know, junior, senior in high school to now is like apples and oranges. And just to see how, and that is none of my own doing, right? That's only the power of the Holy Spirit that is in me after I accepted Jesus as my Savior. And that is what is helping me do all of this work to become more and more like Christ. And honestly, to have that abundant life that Christ promises us, not abundant in things or anything like that, but just abundant in what he hopes for us and what he has planned for us. The other thing that I'll mention here with just the impact that Jesus has had on my life and the good news of the gospel and choosing to commit my life to him is when I was speaking about our miscarriages at the beginning of the episode, one thing I didn't mention was that the peace that I ended up having, I think it was, sorry again, I'm trying to keep my composure. I think it was after the second one, maybe, and I have blog posts about this, maybe I'll link to that in the notes, but the peace that I had during that, even without knowing whether or not we were ever going to be able to have children, was unexplainable. And it didn't make sense. And so the only way that I can explain that is because the Bible tells us, right? He provides the peace that is beyond understanding. He provides that for us. And so I was seeking him through that and asking for that peace and doing the best I could, you know, my part, the best I could in surrendering all of my plans, my hopes, my dreams for a family to him. And he was faithful. He can't not be faithful to his word. And he granted me that peace.
Yeah. Sometimes that's when it becomes so real and obvious, is whenever you aren't in control. And that was such a time where you weren't in control. You couldn't be. You tried. You wanted to be in control. That's what you wanted to do.
I did. I Googled as much as I could to figure out what was wrong. You know, whatever you can do to try to make you think you're in control, I was doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. And whenever you decided that you weren't, and that he is, God is in control, that peace, like you said, that you felt. And how easy, though, is it to then revert back into this mentality that we still have better plans? And what he says is, no, I have the better plan. Trust in me. Listen to my word. Do my word. And my plans are perfect and they're good. And you can count on that. You can take it to the bank, you know?
Yeah. How would your life be different if you didn't have Jesus?
I mean, in some ways I know what it would be like because I lived it in some ways before I knew Jesus, which was, and I can still feel these same tendencies now, and that is striving, like the rat race, something more, something greater, achieve more, achieve something greater for me, for, you know, whatever that ends up being. And so I totally believe that that's how my life would be different, because I'm not. And so, in many ways, that's how I'm wired, is to like just do more for me. And I hate that, like about how I act and think and operate. And so I almost have to, that's the thing I have to lay down at Christ's feet, is it's not about what I accomplish. It's about being willing to lay it down for him and to just be on mission for him. We talk about this a lot in our podcast, which is, how do you be on mission for him? How do you obey him, do his word? And I think the way my life would be different is I would be totally living for me. And even the times where it might be, it may not look like it's for me, because maybe I would be doing something, quote unquote, for others. I think at the end of the day, it would be more about me. And so that's the thing that I know would be different, is it would be all about Mark. What can I do to do more, to achieve more, to gain more? And yeah, that would be totally different for me, for sure. I also don't think I would know you.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't. Because in so many ways, our relationship was based on Christ.
That's very true.
Because I was asking you questions, and you wanted to do that. You wanted to engage in that. So I don't think you and I would have connected the way we did if it wasn't for that, because yeah, you would have found it. You wouldn't have been so intrigued, or you wouldn't have found the depth that you were seeking, right? You were seeking Christ. You didn't know it. You were seeking Christ. And if I wasn't trying to live for him, I don't think that would have established personally.
Well, we always joke the only things we have in common are Jesus and food.
Yeah. Used to be so, fitness, but
yeah, you know, well, we're trying to get that back.
Yeah, it's coming back a little. We'll see.
Yeah. Okay.
What about you? How would your life be different?
Oh my gosh. I think I would be so, so hateful.
Hmm.
That's all I got. I'm just going to cry through this episode, so I got to just stop there.
I want to say one more thing about this good news idea and the gospel idea. Everything we just said about it is true, scriptural, and I believe it. But that's not where it ends either. And I just want to encourage everyone. There's so... making this decision to follow Christ, to give your life to Christ, puts you on this journey of... It's so... I don't know how to even explain it. Like, you can't imagine the mission he has laid out for you, what he has planned for your life, and where you're going to go. I reflect, Fallon, about the things that happen to you sometimes and what you're doing. And it's both, I'll say it, it's both terrifying and so fulfilling. Mm-hmm. and it grows you all at the same time.
Yeah.
And this mix that happens, yeah, that the story doesn't end with, hey, I just say these words. Like we said, you got to believe it. And when you believe it and then you turn your life over to him, he's got something much, much more than you can ever ask or imagine, right?
Amen.
And yeah, I just wanted to like say that, because
yeah, like if you're wondering like, why am I here? What's my purpose for even being here? This. Right? Yeah. Accept Jesus as your savior, and then your purpose is defined for you, and it is so much bigger than you, and you will be on this adventure for the rest of your life that is full of excitement and challenges and hardship, but also immense joy and peace and all the good things.
All the good things, the challenging things, the hard things, but the purposeful things. Yeah, so this unique mix of who you are individually is meant to serve God. We're all part of the body of Christ. We all have our place, and he has incredible plans for you. And he wants to show those plans to you, reveal them to you, and so that you can, yeah, live them out and be both challenged, fulfilled, and joyful all at the same time. So I wanted to just say that the gospel is, the good news is that Christ died for us, and therefore we are reconciled, we're reconnected with God, if we choose to accept that gift. And then he has this entire adventure waiting for us. It's time to get on it. And so, yeah.
And for those of you who know me, no, I am not an adventurer. But I like this one. Yeah. So you can trust me on this. Yeah. Okay. I just want to say, if anybody has questions about this or wants to share with us that you've accepted Jesus as your Savior, or just want to talk more about this, we would love to hear from you. So we are going to plug our email into the episode notes so you can contact us.
Yeah, and let us know. We would love to hear from you and just encourage you, and maybe we can encourage each other.
Yeah, and actually be able to rejoice with you if you did accept him as your Savior. Like, know who you are and rejoice with you.
And with that, we will see you next time.
Bye.